pieces of film.
So we're here at the Anarchist Book Fair in the Nicholas and Myra Community Centre in Francis Street in the heart of the Liberties in Dublin 8. We're here with Henry. I mean, just give us you were at a meeting earlier on about social centres, and it was. Could you just give us a report about that and what is a social centre? What is this thing that they're talking about?
Well, in short, the meeting was, as you say, about social centres, which could be talked about in any way. Generally, they're a central space somewhere where activists and local community activists can come together and just meet and organise. And different countries of many different types. Where I lived in Italy, where they have a long tradition of them since the early 70s. And there, they're generally occupied factories, occupied theatres, cinemas, and they're huge, big things and very important part of youth culture and where people come together. Where I think we had someone from England speaking, where it's a newer phenomenon, and there they're a smaller thing that come mainly from the anarchist movement, I think, and they're smaller kind of scale thing, but again a place for activists to meet and to reclaim space and kind of same sort of thing again, but in a smaller scale. And in Ireland we're also trying to do something like that with a group called Seomra's Free, and for us we just want to have organize a space for people to meet where different groups can use, and that's basically it really at the moment. It's no big plan or anything further than that.
And there was people at the meeting from London, from Belfast, from Cork, from Dublin, so each were talking about their own experiences. Could you just mention a little bit about what they were talking about?
Yeah, the guy from Cork was probably the most interesting for me because he was basically from whichever political group he was from, and all the other political groups had nowhere to meet physically, and they just needed a place to meet, and they went and they got themselves a place so they could have their meetings, and then that grew from that into something slightly bigger for a while, but then that's closed down since, and now they're setting up a bookshop by day and a meeting place by night. But again, just came out of necessity and a place to meet, and I think it's probably closer to what we're looking for. The guy from England seems to have been at it for a few years, and they seem to be kind of work in progress too, and they've done a few different things. They squat a place, run that for a year or two, and then, or however long it lasts, and then move on to another one when they get kicked out of there. But he did say some really interesting stuff about getting involved with the local communities and that kind of thing. And there was a lad from Belfast as well who spoke, who said one of the problems he found with his one was that it became a ghettoisation of activists just set up a social centre, hung around the social centre and never left the social centre by the sound of it, and just put all their energy into that, which I did see a little bit of that in Italy as well, where it's what they call the alternative lifestyle, where people try and live outside modern capitalism, but then they don't necessarily work, they live together, and really they're just in their own little bubble. So for those of us in the socialist or anarchist movement that have bigger things in mind, that wouldn't be our idea. For me, it's a resource first and foremost.
Yeah, and there was also discussion up there about the was it a question whether social centres or social spaces are social or political?
Yeah, that was a question, and I think from what some people were saying, some people saw that the fact of taking back a space as political anyway, so it doesn't matter kind of beyond that it was a political act in itself. Myself, again, I see it as a resource, and then it's there, and then it's up to the political groups or people with ideas to come and use it and organise meetings there, and then it becomes political. I know ones I did see in Italy that, especially in Rome, would actually organise their own campaigns in the name of the social centre, but then they're much more developed and they have an actual ideology, and most of them were generally kind of left communist, Marxist type groups, but then they'd have they'd almost have a programme. But I don't think we're anywhere like that here.
Yeah. And what about like the political slant is one thing, but what about the artistic side of these spaces? How can they be used? I know I've been lived in for a while in a derelict army barracks in Vis in Croatia, which was an army barracks. Then there was the Balkans Wars, then it was a homeless shelter for the people who suffered from ethnic cleansing, and then it was just sitting there derelict, and we went in and that was just amazing, like for 2 weeks living with 400 or 500 artists, architects, musicians. There was just all sorts of mad stuff going on, but it was amazing, like to actually experience life at that just level. It was so amazing. I suppose it would be categorized maybe as artistic, but There seems to be a lot of discussion about socialism as just as the political angle. Could you talk a little bit, or did you come across places in Italy that had that kind of artistic or just really exciting life to them?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't in any. Most of the ones I ever saw were more political than anything, but they always had cinemas, always had theatres, and always a lot of graffiti, some good, some bad. And they'd often have art exhibitions and things. And even I remember one exhibition of anti-war posters, and whether you consider that art. But they definitely have an artistic... I did hear of ones, all right, in the north of Italy that I'd never been in, that was kind of sculptures all living together, that kind of thing. They do exist, but again, I think if we have to make the space, and then hopefully some artists will get involved and they'll want to do something. I mean, I don't think you can necessarily plan all of this stuff. I think you have to just kind of try and set it up, and hopefully it'll attract people with different ideas. I know, I mean, from looking at indie media, there seems to be a lot of, or else one very prolific guy doing graffiti, and some of that stuff is getting much better quality than a few years ago. It's gone a bit beyond tagging, and I'm sure you could get them involved, you could get other people involved. It's again, it's a matter of just having this place as a resource, and then once it's up and running, the way in Italy it worked is once a week you had a meeting, and if anyone wanted to do anything, they came to the meeting, made a proposal, people agreed, and then went off. One thing I would make sure that sometimes Schomberg Street falls into, I don't think it should be up to Schomberg Street to organise everything.
Yeah.
It should be up to supply.
It's there for someone to come, and if they want to put on an art exhibition, let them come and do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly it. And I remember there was a guy in the party before that he wanted to do a photography exhibition, and he just didn't have a place to do it, and he didn't have the money to do it. So that kind of person would be perfect for it. You know, people that just have something to say or something to do, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the most professional thing or something that mightn't get into an art gallery. We can let it in.
But you're, like, the art gallery is what's in there is one thing, but if people can do something and enjoy doing it, surely that's the most important thing,
exactly.
You know?
So that's the point of it, exactly.
And these centres offer that space.
Yeah,
it's
exactly
not about being the best, it's about enjoying yourself.
And just letting you do it,
exactly.
Basically. It's freedom to do it, and
exactly.
that's basically it. So hopefully we'll get up and running again.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, thanks very much for your time. It's the best of luck with the project. And
a pleasure, anytime.